What was that again, officer?
I'm directing you on the Section 8. You need to let my face at all.
It's not in your face.
Section 8 of the public guard to move on out of here.
You're all cautioning me?
Yes.
For what grounds are you cautioning me, sir?
Can I see the report? On the public hall right.
Yeah, but why are you cautioning me?
You're like Mr. Breach of the Peace. You're directing insults at the men on patrol.
Insults?
Yes.
Which insult did I direct at?
You used the word bombers several times.
I asked them when the bombers are landing.
Yes.
Now, what's your own name?
Is that an insult?
It is, yes.
An insult to whom?
What's your own name, please?
Then I'm pilot, so how's
what's the name? How is it an insult to him?
That's this guy.
Excuse me, what's the name, please?
Will you tell me, officer?
I'm more saying to you that you're kind of...
RG14, is that your number?
That, yes, write it down.
Oh, I have it on tape, don't worry.
What is your address?
Will you tell me why you're cautioning me and what the insult I'm is I'm supposed to have directed at these men?
I'm cautioning you that your behaviour could possibly lead to a breach of the peace, alright?
You reckon it could? I don't think so.
Your address, please.
You don't have it already.
Your address, I don't.
Are you a police officer?
I am.
Do you have any identification?
I do, yeah. You answer my question, of course.
Yeah. Your name?
McAndrew.
Do you have identification as a police
do.
Officer?
I have a look at it, sir.
Shine a bit of light on her, please. 195002. Okay. I'd just like to reiterate here for the record that I didn't insult anyone, sir. You're mistaken when you claim that.
I say to you that my lower province is making a peaceful demonstration, but you cannot use that mic making gestures for those people on the phone inside here. You're talking to the public, all right?
Well, I disagree.
I'm more important second time. You're allowed to be arrested.
These aren't referring on the spotlight specifically to blindness. They be caution on the public order act because they've done that
for some of the spotlights gone now.
It's not on at the moment, but they've done it in quite a number of cases.
Double
okay.
You cannot stand out in public and say shall go follow some gestures of that nature. Alright?
This guy here.
Yeah.
Well, lads, make a peaceful demonstration, no problem.
Well, is there anybody here being aggressive?
I'm not.
I don't see anybody being aggressive.
Could lead to aggression.
That's certainly untrue, sir.
Used the word bombers. You have used the word
bombers. Are there not bombers?
Bombers.
There are bombers in the world, sir.
I'm speaking to you.
Yes, that's the problem.
I'm just saying it's a fact which we have.
There are bombers in the world. You know that.
Well, if you continue,
there have been bombers through this airport recently.
Yes.
That's
the planes are coming through here full of bombs.
Don't make them bombers. Don't make your gestures towards those people inside.
Look, I didn't suggest they were bombers, sir.
The people in the van.
Why?
You mentioned the word bombers. Don't use that word.
I said when are the bombers landing?
I'm not to use that word again.
I'm not allowed to use the word bombers now.
You will be explained to a judge tomorrow.
You're engaging in banter.
I arrest you and check in the public order act.
For saying the word bombers?
For breach of the peace.
By saying the word bombers?
You're engaging in banter.
I think the judge would be interested to hear that argument from you, sir.
You're engaging
he would, actually.
With people inside here doing their duty.
Huh?
You're engaging in banter.
Sir?
With people. Through a microphone system. What was your name again, sir?
McAndrew. Mr. McAndrew. You're a police officer?
That's right.
I respect your opinion.
Right.
But I disagree with it.
Right. But
okay.
It's as simple as it's now. If you don't resist from what you're doing, you'll be arrested.
On what grounds, sir?
On the grounds of engaging in conduct likely to cause a breach of the peace.
How is it likely to do so?
Because you're engaging in banter with officers on
the ground. Engaging in banter causes a breach of the peace automatically.
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
No, if you use that spike again, I use that thing that you'll be arrested.
For saying the word bombers, that's an arrestable offence. I think the judge would be interested to hear that argument.
Maybe he will. But if you're going to continue now, if you don't...
This is what you call harassment, sir.
If you don't desist from
this is harassment.
No, sir.
It certainly is. Am I banned from saying the word bomber?
No, if you don't desist from what you're doing, engaging in banter with these people in here doing their duty.
It'll be up to the court to decide, okay? You'll be arrested and charged.
I think the judge would be interested to hear about that.
Are you aware of our legal rights to freedom of speech?
Are you threatening us with arrest now on the grounds that we said a word that you're trying to make taboo? I've heard you, yes?
Save your fireman, it'll be long night.
Save it. An interesting little exchange there with a few officers of the law who want to ban the word bomber from the vicinity of Shannon Airport. It must be a very sensitive word.
This.
Someone must be getting raw nerves.
Yeah.
Huh?
Indeed.
Could it be that the master has been scalping them, stepping on their toes?
Yeah.